Joined now in the studio by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library because it is time for Talking Books. How are you?
What's the frequency, Aaron?
Hey. Good
See
night, everybody.
That's it. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am still exhausted because we had our community forum yesterday and we were here all day. Blake Hodge just walked out of the studio and the two of us have been like, Blake did so much work prior to the forum to get it all put together. He and I were hosting panels back and forth yesterday. So he especially and I, to an extent, have both been in a daze all day.
You know, it sounded like it would have been a really tiring thing. And I would have really known that had you invited me, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I would be tired. I mean, come on.
You were invited. Didn't you get the email?
I was not.
You were, of course.
Oh, look. Batting your eyelashes and doing all that. I'm just saying. I listen to that thing every year thinking, this is the year they're going to ask me.
What would you like to speak about? Of all 10 panels
all of them. No,
you're,
I don't
you're invited
know.
To the big
I'm a
time
librarian.
Panel
we know
next.
A lot about a little. Or no, we a, know a little,
little
about
a lot.
A lot.
Okay. So we'll have you come on and speak. We'll have you come on and just sort of chime in at the very end. Like,
I could
okay,
recommend
Susan Brown,
a book
what?
On every topic.
There you
10
go.
Books
Perfect.
Throughout the day.
All right, go.
What's the topic?
The first one was Town and Gown.
Oh, well, that's oh, God, don't put. Is this like a test? Now I can't be on it because I didn't do well.
No, we'll give you another chance between now and next year.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't
recommended
it?
Reading.
Recommended
live
reading.
Live tweeting and like live. Thing is, I could do the
reading,
Twitter. I'm
tweeting.
Trying to add on so you'll make me. So
I like
it'll
that
make
idea.
You want to
actually,
have me on there.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So what are we talking about today?
Well,
for the day after the forum.
Our prompt
is...
We decided it would be bathroom reading.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't really seem relevant to anything that's going
nothing,
on.
Nothing at all, no.
People aren't
of course.
Really talking
about
bathrooms,
bathrooms
but
no.
We like to talk about reading.
Yes.
So bathroom reading.
What should you read when you're on the john?
Yes.
You tuned into WCHL at exactly the right moment, everyone.
This one's, it's one for the record books,
it's,
folks.
It's,
I hope you've got the recording thing on.
Oh,
and
I've
we're
got
gonna
the,
have this
I've
up.
Got that recording thing on.
It's going to be a good one.
It's a computer.
I may never come back.
But we say that every week, and you always do. All right. So, okay. So bathroom reading, meaning you go into the bathroom, you're sitting there, and you're passing time, among other things, by doing a little bit of light reading. Now I'm not going to be able to come back
right.
on the air next week.
Yes.
We're going to be two completely different people.
So what are we going to do? So bathroom reading.
Okay.
So I'll just tell you, a couple years ago, this is at a previous place of employment. I was in charge of doing the displays for books and movies and things. And we did, and these are all really important, mm-hmm. but we did every like Heritage Month. So African American
okay,
and Hispanic
right.
and Pacific Islander Americans and all these things. And we would mm-hmm. have these debates about, I said, in addition to that, those are super important. We should also just work those into all of our displays
right.
rather than just trot them out for
yes,
these.
Exactly.
And so we were going back
yeah.
and forth. And then as a little poke in the eye, I was looking. There's this big reference book, Chase's Calendar of Events, and it tells you all of the days and months.
Yes.
So I was flipping through it, and whatever month it was, and I meant to Google this, and I didn't, so you can Google it as I talk, perhaps, because
okay.
you have a computer.
I do, yes.
I know that now.
And I'm going to open up Google.
There is a designated month that is National Bathroom Reading Month. So I did a display on that, and it was just this bathroom sign. It said National Bathroom Reading Month, and it was full of, like, short stories and things like that.
Okay.
And people were, like, outraged. Like, you're encouraging bathroom reading? You're encouraging people to take the library books
How
in the
dare
bathroom?
How you encourage
I'm
reading?
Like, they do it anyways. You know? Like, it was really interesting. So,
interesting.
Bathroom reading is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Can I just say that?
Yes, you can, in fact,
I'm
say that.
I'm a bathroom
that.
Reader.
All right.
It's also with a couple young kids at home. It's often the only place where I can
like
go
the,
to
like
be alone.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Just go.
They're
and,
like,
go
Mom,
into the bathroom.
What's wrong? I was like, oh, just yeah.
I got it. I'm just not done with the chapter yet. So.
Okay.
What book are you reading?
Let's talk
it's
about
Dostoevsky.
Books.
Okay, so National Bathroom Reading Month is June.
June.
So
perfect.
In commemoration of June, which is a month and 4 days away.
Yes. Get ready for National Bathroom Reading Month.
Oh, man, we're going to be so ready. I'm going to have like lightning and thunder sound effects.
Right?
Yeah. probably not.
Okay. Here's my first one.
All right. So bathroom reading.
Let's get serious here. My first one. So I was thinking short fiction, right?
Yes.
And maybe sometimes really short fiction.
Yes.
You just got to go in there and get out.
Yep.
And everybody in North Carolina is talking about bathrooms now.
Yes.
So I thought the perfect book, it's called... that look, it's called
for a short, like an extremely short story about a bathroom. Okay.
In North Carolina. So the stories aren't about bathrooms. Uh-huh. You can read them in the bathroom in North Carolina because the book is North Carolina Flash Fiction. So
okay.
Flash Fiction,
right,
we have it
right.
in our catalog. I'm going to check and make sure I have the title right. But Flash Fiction is extremely short stories.
Yeah. So like
often like a 500 word limit
words,
or a 200
yep.
word limit. Or so they put
so
a very
like a
short
page
limit.
And you're done.
It's
yeah.
one or two pages.
Yep.
And this one, I believe it was done by, I think it was UNC Press. It's all North Carolina writers.
I like
so it. So Lee Smith has a story in there. Elizabeth Spencer. I think Daniel Wallace is in there.
Yes.
All kinds of folks. And I thought that that would be perfect.
That's awesome.
For this topic.
I had a book, and I can't even remember what the title was, but it was a book of like 50-word stories.
Yeah.
Like big old font, and it all fit on a page,
yep.
and like 50 words, you're in, you're out, and you're done.
Here's the title. Long Story Short, Flash Fiction by 65 of North Carolina's Finest Writers.
That's
so
awesome.
Take that into the bathroom of your choice.
And you could pretty much
read it.
Read that whole book probably in a couple hours, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. All right. So I was thinking along the same lines.
Okay.
I was thinking of like an extremely short story that you can read in a short period of time. And the first one, there's so many great like one or two page short stories. But the first one that came to mind, and I'm hoping I get the title right, is The Story of an Hour by Kate Chopin.
Ooh,
which
I don't know
is
that one.
From Kate Chopin, late 19th, early 20th century writer.
I know who she is.
Yeah. But not listeners. I'm speaking to...
Oh,
I don't know.
Sorry.
I know you know.
It's Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
They all know who
oh, that's
she
right.
Is.
All right. You know, Kate Chopin, you've all read this story anyway. But no, this is like 2 pages long. It's the story of a woman who finds out that... And like upper class woman, I think it's British, and she finds out that her husband has died in an accident. And she reacts in a surprising way. And then there are other surprises, and it all takes place in an hour, so hence the title, but it all takes place over the course of a couple pages. So, like,
oh, wow.
Start to finish, 2 pages, you're done, and it's just one reveal after another. So,
and it's called what?
The Story of an Hour by Kate Chopin.
Story of an Hour. I love it. I love anything that's set in a compressed time, like over the course of a dinner party or a weekend or a 24-hour period.
Yep.
That's cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the next one, I thought... A lot of people in North Carolina are talking about making changes to their bathrooms, right? And how they might do that.
Yes.
So I thought, what could we offer those folks from our catalog?
All right.
They could read these in the bathroom.
Yes.
About making changes to their bathrooms. So this is just a general plug for, we have many, many books about bathroom design in our collection.
All right.
You can go to our handy app on your phone or bring it up on your computer.
Yes.
And
which I don't need to because you've got the app pulled up on your phone right now. Yeah.
And there's all kinds of money smart makeovers for your bathrooms,
I
modern
like it.
Bathroom design, the smart approach, plan, remodel, build in the bathroom. There's all kinds of things. So if anyone out there is thinking about redesigning their bathroom, we have books that they could read in the bathroom or anywhere else.
Awesome.
All there
right, I like that. So I'm still thinking of like short pieces that you can read in one sitting,
yes.
so to speak. And I'm thinking, okay, so short story, we got Kate Chopin. What other type of literature can you read in just a few minutes? And I started thinking of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You can take this however you want. I don't know why this was the first one that popped into my head, but I think it's fitting considering the fact that we're talking about bathrooms because it's North Carolina and this is the issue. What better poem to read than Howl by Allen Ginsberg?
Oh,
right?
That's a perfect one.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well played.
Thank you.
I think you just won.
Well, we're not
done
yet.
I mean, it's not a contest.
No,
of
course it's not. It's totally a contest. Yeah.
Okay. So I think this will once again show how we come at things that are different,
all right,
perhaps
all right.
cultural points of view. So I
haven't even won yet because you're going to love the third
really?
One. Yeah.
So you were thinking super short things
yes.
that you could take and read in the bathroom, and your mind went to poetry.
Right.
my mind went to trashy magazines.
Of course.
Right?
Of course, yeah.
So, and actually, I have a quick sidebar story. When we, this was years ago, when we moved to Lawrence, Kansas, we were looking at houses, and we were being shown this house, and the people that lived there, he had just been awarded, I think it was a MacArthur Genius Grant.
Wow.
We're like,
that's a
whoa.
Good house.
And they were off summering somewhere because they... People
had just won a MacArthur Genius Grant.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we're looking in the house, and I felt really good because in their bathroom, they had this stack of, like, trashy magazines.
Oh, that's awesome.
But then I realized that it was, like, the nannies.
Oh.
But that was kind of cool.
It's still, like, everyone could share those
right?
magazines. I have no doubt that, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda is...
He's reading trashy magazines, right?
I guarantee you.
Okay, so trashy magazines.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, how the library can help you with that.
Yes.
If you're old school or analog, whatever, mm-hmm. People don't know this. You can check out back issues of magazines.
Yeah.
So you just, we have the current one on display. You mm-hmm. can't check out the current one, but all the back issues, you can check them
Going
out.
Back how far?
I think it's 2 years.
2 years. Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
awesome.
I do it all the time for like weekend road trips and things.
That's cool.
However, if you don't want to do that, uh-huh. and there's always danger if you want to take your iPad in the bathroom. There's actually iPad bathroom stands. Have you seen those for bathroom readers?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
You can buy this little stand
for your tablet.
You put it up. Yeah, it's like hands-free bathroom reading.
That's awesome.
We also,
don't you still have to, like, scroll with your...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But there's less chance of your iPad dropping in the
rug. Fair. Yeah, that's the most important thing. Yeah.
So the other thing that people can do if they're bathroom readers of that ilk, they can use our downloadable magazine service. So we currently use a service called Zinio, and you can get, like, you might want, like, The Economist.
Mm-hmm.
I might get OK, or whatever the trashy magazine
is.
More
likely to get OK than
really?
The Economist. Yeah.
Okay.
Economist stories are long. Atlantic, maybe.
Atlantic.
Yeah.
We have that too.
That's
so
like
you can
okay
go
economists.
Through our website or talk to our staff and you uh-huh. can get like the current one, full content, beautifully rendered
Ooh,
on
nice.
Your tablet and you don't have to buy it or check out the
That's
paper.
Really cool. I love that.
So check out our website. There's a little bit of a setup procedure,
right.
but if you like reading magazines in the bathroom, whether you are old school paper or new school tablet, we can help you out.
Or God, anywhere. If you're like reading magazines, you don't have to buy magazines anymore, right? You can just download the app and...
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. You can read them on the beach when you're working at the radio station.
I was really hoping for a Green Eggs and Ham style rhyme right there.
You can read them in the bathroom. You could read them in the... Okay, let me try again. You could read them on the toilet. No.
No, no.
You could read them on the loo.
That's better.
You could read them when you... Okay, next book.
You can
it's
read
your
with
turn.
You-know-who.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah. Good Lord. All right. So, okay. So, speaking of which, I started thinking of, like, okay, so we've got short stories, we've got poems. Another thing that you can read if you're in a, like, short amount of time is a kid's book. Most books mm-hmm. that are written for, like, 6 or 8 year olds are written for 6 or 8 year olds. They're not necessarily going to be as much fun for adults. However, this is a little bit of a story. I was in London. This was, like, high school class trip to Europe. Like I took French up for 3 years, and we had a chance to go to Europe. So of course
you
we
went
were
to London.
We went
for
to
the
Paris.
French class.
Yes, we
okay.
went to. We had a couple of options, and we chose the one where it was like, okay, we spend most of our time in Paris, but then we have like a day layover in London, so we're in London for 24 hours, get to see it, and then you fly home. It's beautiful, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, like London's
sun,
great.
Sun was shining. It was gorgeous. This ended up being the year that. Like, Wimbledon started, like, the week after we were there, and this was the 1 year that it rained so much that they had to, like, push the tournament forward 3 days. But for our 1 day, the sun was shining. It was 75 degrees. Couldn't have asked for a better day. We were in a bookstore or something, and I saw what I still think is the best and most fun kids' book ever. It's by two authors who must be German, Werner Holzwerth and Wolf Erlbruck.
Wolf, yeah.
Wolf Erlbruck.
Genau, Wolf.
The title is The Story of the Little Mole Who Knew It Was None of His Business. This is...
You have this grin on your face. Like, I should have got this joke.
To this
I'm like,
day.
What?
No. I've not seen
Does
this
the
book
mole go in
anywhere
a bathroom?
Else in the world. No. It's a mole. He wakes up one morning. He pokes his little mole head out from his mole hole, and he's looking around and just enjoying the day. And all of a sudden, something falls on his head. it's from some animal. We don't know who. And the mole is angry, as you would be if you had this happen to you, and proceeds to set out across the land to find out which animal has done this to him. And he's angrily walking with the thing still on his head the entire time.
So I'm still missing out. And the FCC might be calling us.
we're talking about bathrooms here.
Right.
Yeah. So the mole wakes up.
So did a bird poop on his head?
It might have been a bird. It was certainly some animal.
And
we don't know.
Left a
poops
deposit.
On his head.
Oh, so,
yes.
So you can say poop.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, because you just did it 20 seconds
but
ago.
Then you
so
did
if the
it.
FCC is going to lower the hammer, they're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
And I don't think they're
so
going
that makes,
to.
Okay.
So he like angrily goes around the land like, did you do this on my head? No, that's not mine. This is what mine looks like. And then demonstrates and like, all
that's
right, cool.
Awesome.
Goes on to the next animal. Did you do this on my head? And with a British, did you do this on my head? No, that's
What's
not
it
me.
Called?
The
I have
story
to find
of
this book.
The story of the little mole who knew it was none of his business. It's
oh,
wonderful.
I get it. The business.
The business, right. It's not my business, but whose is it? It's kind of like an Everybody Poops kind of book.
I was going to mention Everybody
yeah,
Poops.
Yeah, exactly. But this is like this just sort of gleeful book about a mole walking around with like
poop on his head.
And animal after another.
I love it.
Like it's a great book about agriculture and like nature. Like, all right, this is how this animal does it. This is how this animal does it. And then come to find out, I think it's like some huge, enormous animal that has done it. And the mole is like, aha, I found him. So he gets revenge.
Oh, my gosh. I have to find this book.
As you would imagine that he would. It is hilarious.
You definitely win.
And wonderful. Yes!
You definitely win.
I haven't won in like 3 weeks. This is cool.
Have you ever won?
I won once. What?
That sounds awesome. And it makes me think of, this isn't about pooping, but it's like its first cousin.
Uh-huh.
One of my all-time favorites is Walter the Farting Dog. Have you ever read that book?
No.
Walter,
I know what you're talking about.
He's a flatulent dog, and they basically want to get rid of him.
I have a really good friend. Actually used to work at the station, Walter Storholt, who I think someone got him Walter the Farting Dog as a gift. So he has this like on display in his office right now.
In the end, well, I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'm going to. Flatulence saves the day.
Yes, that is true. And actually, he does have the book on display, and I have read it because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I'm pretty sure the owner of the station is here right now listening to all of this, by the way.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there at the end after all of this is wrapped up. So where can people go? We got to wrap
up now.
Wait, I got
one more.
You got one more?
Do I have time for one more?
I want to preserve my victory, but okay, go
ahead. Okay. You can,
No, you got it.
No, you can win.
I will claim victory right now, regardless of what you say.
There you go.
All right.
These are awesome, and I had to bring them in. We have them in the collection, but I also have them on my personal shelf. I'm obsessed with like small, tiny books, and these are called Schott's Original Miscellany.
Ooh.
He's done one for food and drink. There's a literary one. They're just little books, as you can see, out there in Radio Land, you can imagine. And they're filled with random things, so you can flip anywhere. Here's Kentucky Derby winners.
Oh, wow.
Here's all the voices that Mel Blanc ever did.
That's
Churchill
awesome.
And rhetoric. Euro note specifications, so the color and the architecture that's on the Euro note.
I'm glad we agreed that I won before you said this.
Right? Yeah. Eponymous foods like Madeleine's,
the sandwich.
Pavlova's,
yes.
The sandwich, Chateaubriand, commonly misspelled words, declared nuclear powers.
That's a commonly misspelled word?
No, that's another category. How to say I love you in different languages.
Oh.
Here's a great one. Curious deaths of some Burmese kings. These are awesome books.
How long a list is that?
It's not very... Well, there's like seven. And then my favorite. So these are great. In the bathroom. You keep them in there. You can read a page. And
I love that.
You drop some knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going there. Sorry.
My favorite thing,
next to the article on the British hat tax, is nouns of assemblage, right? So a murder of crows.
Oh, right.
A pontification of priests.
Yes.
A sheaf of arrows. That one's a bench of bishops.
Does anyone ever refer to a group of priests as a pontification?
Apparently someone does,
yeah.
Here's a good one. A drunk ship of cobblers. So these are great. They are in my bathroom, and they should be in yours, too. Shots, Original Miscellany. And
I'm going to check that out.
Yes. It's not that we encourage bathroom reading.
But.
We do.
Yes.
And if you, we just want you to bring our library books back.
Yes. In good condition.
Yes.
Yeah. In very good condition, in fact.
I was going to say something, but I'm not now because I just can't. I was just going to say, just don't poop on them.
You were going to say that, but you're not going to because you just can't.
I hope I still have a job, Aaron.
All right. All right.
Victory is yours.
Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. Where can people go to get the app?
To the App Store.
To the App Store?
Or the Google.
Just search for Chapel Hill Public Library.
Get the app. Search for it. It's amazing. Actually, I introduced it to the Brian Litchfield, the director of Translit. He had no idea. He tweeted about it. His mind is blown. He had no idea that we have an amazing app.
That's awesome. All right, Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks.